your praise that brings him into this room. It's your shaking off of everything that happened this week, giving him your undivided attention. How many know a holy God wants our undivided attention today? Everything that you're facing when you get home can wait till you get home. You need a few moments in his presence today. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for his presence in his house today for all of our visitors. We're so thankful, amen, that you're here with us. If you stand with me today for the reading of the word of the Lord, amen, I want to continue, amen, on our Babylon series today. I'm excited about preaching the word of the Lord today, amen, and I'm excited about this series that we found ourselves in the midst of, amen. We have so much that we can take from the word of the Lord. If you meet me in the book of Jeremiah, the fifth chapter, you're going to have to bear with my voice. You probably heard it going in and out when we were singing. My allergies are absolutely off the chart right now. But I think I got plenty of monitor that I can get through this today. But I do want to preach to you what the Lord has placed on my heart for a few moments today. If you meet me in the book of Jeremiah, the fifth chapter, I'm going to be reading three verses quickly of scripture. Amen. You can shout yes when you're there. Jeremiah 5:28. If you don't have a Bible, please see us before you leave today. We'll make sure you leave with one. Every home needs a Bible. I want to continue speaking on Babylon today. We're in the book of Jeremiah, the fifth chapter, the 28th verse. The word of the Lord out of the mouth of the prophet Jeremiah said, "They are waxen fat. They shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge? Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land of Judah. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so." I want to say that one more time, what you're hearing from God out of the mouth of the prophet Jeremiah. He's speaking of the false prophets that are troubling the prophet Jeremiah. And he says, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? I want to continue on Babylon for a few moments today. God's true prophet, the prophet Jeremiah, was surrounded by competing messages, as are we today. He was surrounded by competing messages from false prophets. They spoke falsely about God, saying that all was well. Jeremiah is speaking, and he's saying that except you repent, Babylon is coming. But there's false prophets, Brother Peter, that are arising, and they're competing for the attention. Can I tell this church today, there are false prophets, there are false spirits, there are spirits of error, there are worldly spirits, come on, there are familiar spirits that are competing for the attention of God's people today. They're competing for the attention of God's people today. And the Lord sees these false prophets rising up. He sees them competing against the prophet Jeremiah. Amen. And Jeremiah is competing against these false prophets, and they're speaking falsely about God. They're saying all is well. Don't listen to Jeremiah. Babylon is not coming. They're saying all is well, and God will not judge Judah. And the people of Judah, the Bible says, they flocked to these false prophets. Can I tell you, stadiums are full for prosperity preachers today. People that are screaming loudly, all is well. The judgment of God is not coming. Come on, stadiums are full today. And the Bible says that the people of God, the people of the land of Judah, they flocked to these false prophets. And they clung to their lies and they clung to their divinations, because that's exactly what they were. Because the Lord had spoken out of the mouth of the prophet that judgment was coming upon the land. Can I tell you today that our age is filled with false prophets also who deceive people as they hide their true motives. And we must be a people who champion God's word today. We must be a people who stand for absolutes today. We must be a people that stand firmly upon the word of God and the doctrines of the apostles and this Pentecostal experience. We got to stand on the word of God today. Hallelujah. We must be a people that champions God's word. We got to confront idolatry and we got to confront sin and the false teaching of our day. I want to preach to you for a few moments on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, foregoing the false. Foregoing the false. Before you're seated all over this house, can we just thank him for a moment for all of our visitors? It's good to see Sister Adriana today. Good to see Brother and Sister Stewart today. It's good to see Sister Leslie today. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise all over his house today. Let's thank him for just a moment. Let's appreciate him for a moment. Let's seize this moment. Oh, Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord, keep us from the false today. Keep us rooted and grounded in your word today. Keep us from following after false prophets and spirits of divination and familiar spirits from misleading your people, because we know they would deceive the very elect if it were possible today. Keep us, oh God, on a highway of holiness, in tune with you today. Bless your word, bless your people, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And all the saints say hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated as you clap your hands one more time unto the Lord today. Amen. I want to preach to you for a few moments today on foregoing the false. Amen. Even as the prophet Jeremiah competed against, how many know the truth doesn't need us to defend it? The truth only needs us to declare it. Amen. And it's not us that have to fight the battle. Amen. The battle belongs to the Lord, said little David. Amen. The battle does truly belong to the Lord. But we are witnessing with our own eyes in real time a spiritual battle between the Lord and this and the forces of darkness today. Amen. And how many know it still takes the truth to make you free? It still takes the truth to make you free today. Amen. Whether it's an individual, whether it's a family, whether it's a community, or whether it is a nation, when you're in trouble, what you need is a word from the Lord. When you're confused, when you're embattled, when you're beat up, when you're downtrodden, when you're discouraged, when the clouds are so foggy and everything is so dark that you can't see the road in front of you, what you need is a word from the Lord. Because let me tell you something, when you find yourself in that situation, how many know the enemy is good at what he does? And when you find yourself embattled and you find yourself confused, as the children of Judah, the people of Judah did, Brother Bo, it was a horrible time in the history of their nation. They had turned their back on God. They had turned to false doctrines. They had turned to worldliness. They had turned to all of these things. And the Lord had released his judgment upon the land of Judah, just as the prophet Jeremiah had declared. There were competing voices. There were competing spirits. There were competing doctrines, and people were saying, don't listen to Jeremiah. Judgment is not coming upon the land. All is well. Can I tell you, we're living in a world today that everything we're living in is postmodernism. Everything is, there is no black and white. There is no absolutes, but everything is relative, and everything is do as you feel and do as you want. But can I tell you, that's going to bring judgment upon a nation. That's going to bring judgment upon a family. That's going to bring judgment upon a church today. So we got to get back to absolutes. And we got to understand, amen, that God will judge us, amen, for what we do. And judgment does start in the house of God. Amen. And whether it's an individual, whether it's a nation, whether it's a family, what we need when we are troubled, when we're confused, when we are embattled is a word from the Lord. And what you do not need is a word from somebody who don't know what they're talking about. Can I tell you, there's a whole lot more people who don't know what they're talking about than there is who do know what they're talking about. Can I tell you, you can still believe a lie and lose your soul. Can I tell you, the blind can still lead the blind and they can both still fall in the ditch. Can I tell you that hell is enlarging herself every single day and sin still has consequences. And God is still looking for a holy church. Amen. What we need when we are embattled is a word from the Lord. What we do not need is a word from someone who does not know what they are talking about. Amen. There's something special about the counsel of the godly. I was talking with someone just yesterday. We were sitting down having a cup of coffee, and we were having a conversation. They were talking about someone at their work was telling them that they believe that hell is right here, right now. And man, I looked at them and I said, boy, you better not listen to what they're telling you, because they don't know what they're talking about. Because hell's a whole lot worse than right here, right now. No matter how bad your life is, no matter how much you've been through, let me tell you something, hell's going to be a whole lot worse than what you're going through right here on this earth. You're not in the midst of weeping and gnashing of teeth. You're not in the midst of a fire that burns without quenching today. You're not in the midst of eternal falling today. No, hell's going to be a whole lot worse than what we are experiencing right here. There's still a heaven to gain. There's still a hell to shun. And hell is still enlarging itself every single day. And what you need when you're troubled, when you're confused, when you're in battle is not a word from someone who does not know what they're talking about. But the people of Judah were flocking, Brother Logan, to these false prophets. They were flocking to people who did not know what they're talking about. And you can see in our country, in our world, Brother Jediah, they are doing the same today. People are flocking to people who do not know what they were talking about. Amen. Jeremiah was God's prophet that was speaking God's word to God's people. Amen. He was speaking God's words to a people who had forgotten God, who had turned their back on God. They were worshiping false idols. Immorality was rampant. And basically, they were comfortable in their sin. Can I tell you, we can never become comfortable in our sin. Can I tell you, we can never be a church who makes people feel comfortable in sin. How many know the church is called to challenge sin? How many know the church is called to condemn sin? How many know the church is called to bring people out of sin and redeem people by the blood of Jesus Christ and pull them from their sin? We still believe in absolutes. We still believe we have a holy God. We still believe we have a God that's worthy. The people had turned their back on God. It turned towards false idols, and immorality was rampant. They were comfortable in their sin. Jeremiah had told the people that the Babylonians were coming. They had told the people that the children of Israel, the people of Judah, were going to be delivered by the judgment of God into the hands of the Babylonians. They were going to overthrow their city. They were going to destroy their city. And they better repent of their sin. Amen. But there were plenty of false prophets who said, don't worry about Jeremiah's word. Don't worry about Jeremiah's message. Don't worry about God judging the people. Come on, we know better than Jeremiah does. And those false prophets did not want Jeremiah preaching the truth, so they threw him down in a well. They threw him down in a well. Just a few weeks ago, we saw a man shot, amen, for having discussion using the word of God and the scriptures out of God's holy word. Can I tell you today, these false prophets today, they will do anything to stop the truth from being preached. Church, we need discernment today in a day of confusion. Can I tell you, it ain't going to get better. It's going to get worse. Can I tell you, for you, the only way it's going to get better is if you stay in the ship, if you stay in the church. Can I tell you, the only way it's going to get better if you hold on to the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you, the only way it's going to get better is if you have the Lord ordering your steps today. We need the Holy Ghost as our guide. Clap your hands and give God praise. We need the Holy Ghost as our guide today. So they threw Jeremiah down in a well. They would do anything to stop the preaching of the gospel, the prophesying of the word of the Lord. Amen. But tell your neighbor, you can't stop the truth. How many is thankful you can't stop the truth today? Come on, you can't stop the truth today. And the world can say it's all right for a man to be with a man, but you can't stop the truth today. And the world can say it's okay for us to abort our children, but you can't stop the truth today. And the world can say that Islam is good, Christianity is bad, but you can't stop the truth today. You can do everything you want. You can throw us down in a well, but you cannot stop the truth today. It takes the truth to make you free. It took the truth to make Judah free. And it's going to take the truth to make us free today. We don't have time for playing games. We don't have time for playing patty cake. We don't have time for somebody to pamper us and prod us. We need a preacher of righteousness. We need the word of God. We need somebody to tell us what's going to keep us from hellfire. We need somebody to tell us what it's going to take us to get to heaven today. Because sin brings the judgment of God. And let me tell you something. If it's in my life, I don't want to sin openly. I'm afraid of hellfire. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be saved from that awful place called hell. I want the Lord to redeem me by his blood. I want the Lord to order my steps. I want the Lord to arrange my thoughts. And I want the Lord to help me make sound decisions. I need the counsel of the ungodly. I need the counsel of the godly. And I need to get rid of the voice of the ungodly. My friends, you better take extreme caution in who you listen to today. You better take extreme caution in who you receive a word from today. Because the blind will lead the blind and they're both going to fall in the ditch. What we need is the truth. What we need is the discernment in a day of confusion. The Lord said, these false prophets have healed the wounds of my people lightly. Can I tell you that God doesn't do anything lightly? Let me tell you something. If you got somebody just trying to appease you, chances are they ain't helping you. If you got somebody just saying, oh, it's going to be okay, it's all right, what you did, no. What you need somebody to do is call a duck a duck. And what you need somebody to do is call a sin. And what you need somebody to do is say, I want to help you get to heaven. But you got to listen to the Holy Ghost. And you got to listen to spiritual leadership in your life. We need discernment in a day of confusion. These false prophets were healing, the Bible says these false prophets were healing the wounds of Judah lightly. They were just trying to pamper them and prod them and tell them, don't worry, the judgment of God is not coming. But friends, can I tell you, you can read in the book, Babylon did come. And judgment for sin did come. And the people in the city of Jerusalem was destroyed. And the people were carried away into Babylon, just like came out of the mouth of the prophet Jeremiah. These false prophets were saying, peace, peace. But there was no peace. There was no peace. Let me tell you something. The last thing you want to do is disobey God enough until his judgment comes. And then you want to turn around and cry, peace, peace. No, you need to listen to the Lord right now while you got a chance. You need to obey God right now while you have a chance today. You don't want to wait till the judgment of God comes down upon you. These false prophets were saying, peace, peace, but there was no peace. They told the people, we can solve your problem. You can do what you want to do. How many know we have that spirit in the world today? You can do what you want to do. If it feels good, just do it. Huh? Come on, if the masses are doing it, just do it. We have that same spirit in the world today. Amen. They're telling the people, amen, you can do what you want to do. Nobody is your boss. Your sin is not a problem. And God is not going to judge sin. But I'm telling you today, you better be sure who you're listening to. You better be sure what you're hearing is out of the mouth of God today. You better be sure you're not believing a lie and you're going to lose your soul. Because the judgment of God is coming upon sin. The judgment of God is coming upon disobedience. And people can cry peace, peace, peace all they want, but you ain't going to stop the judgment of God. The sin brings the judgment of God. It was telling the people, come on, Jeremiah, he's not your boss. Your sin's not a problem. What you're doing ain't hurting nobody. Come on, God's not going to judge you for your sin. But can I tell this church today that a Band-Aid ain't going to heal cancer? Oh my God, Holy Ghost, help me today. Can I tell this church that a Band-Aid, it ain't going to heal your cancer today? And can I tell you, God ain't going to heal sin lightly. No, God's going to condemn sin to the flesh. And God's going to say, you got to turn from your wicked ways and run towards God. No, a Band-Aid ain't going to help cancer today. We need the preaching of the gospel. We need the propagation of the gospel today. We need the truth of God's word today. Amen. And we need to listen to the voice of God today. Amen. A Band-Aid won't heal cancer, and you cannot heal the wounds of sin lightly. Sin brings the judgment of God upon his people. Jeremiah loved the people. Jeremiah did not want to preach this word unto the people. Jeremiah wept and cried for the people of God. Jeremiah begged and pleaded with the people of God to turn their hearts back towards God. Man, in the last 7-8 years, I have begged and pleaded with people who would not hear a word from the Lord. I have seen people that God spoke to so plainly and so concisely. I have seen the Holy Ghost move upon people, bring them to tears, cause them to shake, rattle them to their core, and still they will not hear what thus saith the Lord. Can I tell you today, you are endangering yourself when you refuse to hear a word from the Lord. And what you need when you're embattled, when you're confused, when the fog is too much to see through, you need a word from the Lord. You don't. Jeremiah loved these people. Jeremiah was not trying to hurt these people. Jeremiah was trying to cause these people to turn their hearts back towards God. Jeremiah didn't want the judgment of God to come. Jeremiah didn't want the Babylonians, Brother Bri, marching into the city of Judah. In the nation of Judah. He wanted the Babylonians to stay in Babylon. And he wanted the people of God to stay in the land of promise. Amen. But that's not what he got. He warned the people. He preached to the people. He told the people, turn your hearts back towards God. Because if you don't, judgment's going to come upon the land. Jeremiah loved the people. He cried unto God for the sins of his nation. And God is love and God is truth. And the truth is, if you love somebody, Brother Stewart, you'll tell them the truth. If you love somebody, you won't tell them what they want to hear. You'll tell them what they need to hear. And what you need to hear is you need to be faithful to God. And what you need to hear is you need to listen to God. And what you need to hear is you got to put God first, because he's a jealous God and he's not going to be the end. No, he's going to be the head and not the tail. And you got to put God first in your life. Jeremiah was preaching to a people that would not hear him. He was telling them to turn their hearts back towards God. He loved the people in the land of Judah. He wept and cried unto God for the sins of a nation. But they flocked to these false prophets. And we see people flocking to agendas today. We see people flocking to churches that are not preaching the truth today, Sister Melissa. As long as they're saying all is well, and if you give $1,000, God's going to pay your house off. People are flocking to a prosperity message, but all the while God is sending men in this last day to say, you better turn your heart back toward God, because if you don't, I'm going to send Babylon upon the land. I'm going to send judgment upon the land. Jeremiah loved the people of God, and if you love the people of God, you'll tell the people of God the truth. One of the first things that false prophets do in the hearing of the people of God is they diminish the holiness of God and they exaggerate the human nature of man. I'm going to say that one more time, because I really want this to get down in your spirit. One of the first things is somebody who does not know what they're talking about, someone who is preaching a false doctrine in your life, is they will diminish the holiness of God and they will exaggerate your human condition to believe that you are something that you are not. Can I tell you, you were born in sin and you were shapen in iniquity. And from the moment that Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, man has been in a fallen state, and we need to be restored. We need to be redeemed. We need to be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb today. Don't you ever let somebody cause you to believe you're all that in a bag of chips without God, because you're not. You need a holy God in your life. You need a moral compass in your life. You need the hand of God directing your footsteps today. One of the first things false prophets do, well, they diminish the holiness of God and exaggerate the goodness of man. God's not going to judge you for that. Yes, he will. God's not going to judge you for that. God's not going to judge you for cutting that. Yes, he will. God's not going to judge you for marking that. Yes, he will. God's not going to judge you for going there. Yes, he will. Because we serve a jealous God today. We serve a holy God today. And he wants a holy people. I'll tell you, God's not going to judge you for that. You don't have to change that. You don't have to stop doing that. Come on, God is a God of health and wealth. Everybody wants to hear God is a God of health and wealth. And I'll tell you, God is a God of health and wealth. He absolutely is a God of health and wealth. Amen. But he's so much more than a God of just health and wealth. Come on, he's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a jealous God. He's a God of absolutes. And he wants a people that will turn their hearts back to him today. He is a God of health and wealth, but he's also a jealous God. He's a holy God, and he wants a holy people today. And we know God created man in his likeness and in his image. But now man wants to create God in their image. Can I tell you that the man is trying to turn the tables? No matter what you ever try to do, you'll never put God in a box. You'll never make God what you want him to be. He is what he is. He is the great I am. He is the Elohim. He is the Adonai. He is the El Shaddai. He's my rewarder. He's my provider. He's my judgment today. He's everything in my life. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Would you clap your hands and give him praise today? People need to stop trying to put God in a box, because he ain't going to fit. You ain't never going to make God what you want him to be. He created you in his likeness and in his image. But today, man wants to try to create God in their own image. God is not whomever and whatever you want him to be. Come on, somebody. We don't create God. He created us. Come on. And we don't determine what's sin. God determined what's sin. God tells us. God directs us. God chastises us. God lets us know what he does not want us to do. We don't need to exaggerate our human condition today. We need to understand we're messed up. We need to understand we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We need to understand we need a God today to cleanse us and to remit us of our sins. We need the conviction of God. We need the repentance and remission of sins. We need the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. Come on, we don't need somebody to pamper us. We don't need somebody to prod us. We need somebody to tell us the truth. We need somebody to tell us the truth today. We need remission of sins. We need our sins washed away by the blood of Jesus. We need the conviction that the Holy Ghost brings. We need to feel God giving us instruction in our life. We need to feel God giving us inclination in our lives. We need to have the spirit of discernment in our lives. He's a holy God and he wants a holy people. Jeremiah and the prophets had to deal with false prophets. Paul and the apostles had to deal with false prophets. And today we still have to deal with false prophets that say the sword is not coming. The sword is not coming. Judgment is not coming. But can I tell you, judgment starts in the house of God. Can I tell you, God's already beginning. God's already doing his thing. Judgment starts in the house of God. And we need to judge a righteous judgment today. And yes, we need to judge not lest we be judged. But let me tell you something. God is our judge today. And sin still brings the judgment of God upon us. Sin still brings the judgment of God upon us. So don't let false prophets, don't let people who don't know what they're talking about trick you into believing you can live your life any way you want. Come on, we have this social gospel today. Huh? I see all this stuff. I see all these people singing gospel music today, and they look just like the world. And let me tell you something. It's what we call today a social gospel. And people have brought this thing into the church that how much of a bad boy can I be? How close to the world can I get and still be a child of God? Let me tell you something. That's a wrong attitude. That's a wrong temperament. What you need to be saying is how far away from the world can I get? How holy can I be? How much like Jesus can I be? We need to get rid of this social gospel today. We need to get back to holy living and righteous living. And we need to let the Lord guide our footsteps today. Hallelujah. Because sin still brings judgment and we don't need to conform to the things of this world. Let me tell you something. If you're fitting in, you ain't standing out. If people don't know you go to church, you ain't living holy enough. If people can't see you're a child of God, you ain't talking about Jesus enough. Come on, somebody. It's time we get downright righteous and holy and start living for God today. We don't need a social gospel. We don't need contemporariness. We don't need all these things. We don't need to be like the world to win the world. Let me tell you something. God is not the God of relativity. He doesn't care if we're relative. What he wants is a separated people. What he wants is a holy people. What he wants is a people that the world sees a difference in us than the world they live in. When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he gave instructions unto Moses what his man of God was supposed to look like. And it was in such stark contrast to the world that they were used to. Everybody knew who the man of God was. Let me tell you something. God doesn't want you fitting in with the world so you can win the world. No, the love of God will do that for you. The power of the gospel, the preaching of the cross will do that. You don't have the power to do that anyway. We don't have the power to do that anyway. All we have is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he asks us to go out into the world and to share it. Amen, and to declare it. Jeremiah and the prophets, they dealt with these false prophets. Paul and the apostles, come on into first century church, they dealt with these false prophets. We today are dealing with these false prophets. Amen. They say the sword is not coming. The judgment of God. Let me tell you something. If God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, he will judge the United States of America. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And let me tell you something. God is not pleased that we are killing millions of babies upon the face of the earth. God is not pleased that we got men in women's restrooms. God is not pleased that we got children that don't know whether they're a cat or a dog or a human being. God is not pleased. We got to get back to absolutes today. We got to get back to absolutes today. These false prophets are in our world today, deceiving our people today, and it's time the people of God take a strong stand against these things. We got to take a strong stand against these things because sin still brings Babylon. Refusing to obey God, refusing to listen to God, still brings judgment upon his people. So don't let these false prophets trick you in that you can live your way, life any way you want to live it. Come on, you can do anything you want to do because those false prophets will lead you right to Babylon. They'll be holding you by your hand and handing you over to the devil. Yes, they will. Because the blind will lead the blind and they're both going to fall in the ditch. The Lord said, I am that I am. He didn't say, I am who you want me to be. Now he said, I am that I am. I am the Lord and I change not. And let me tell you something. If he was a righteous God, if he was a holy God, if he was a just God, when Peter preached his name on the day of Pentecost, 2,000 years later, he has not changed and he's still a holy God and he's still a righteous God and he's still a just God today. And he still judges sin. He said, I am that I am, not I am what you want me to be. I am the Lord and I change not. You cannot recreate him. Come on, somebody, you cannot reform him. You cannot make him what you want him. You cannot reimagine him. You cannot immute him. You cannot make God what you want him to be today. He's God Almighty. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He's holy and he's righteous. He's forgiving and he's loving. But he's also a jealous God. And he wants his people to himself today. He wants what he wants. He is God and he changes not. He will receive you, but he will also reject you. If you don't believe me, go back and read your Bibles and read about Cain and Abel. Let me tell you something. God will receive you, but God will also reject you. Come on, somebody. If you ain't presenting something, if you ain't presenting a holy sacrifice unto the Lord, reasonable, acceptable unto the Lord. Come on, if you're offering something that God does not want. Come on, if you don't like Brussels sprouts, somebody might as well not set Brussels sprouts down in front of you because you ain't going to eat it. And God is the same way today. I love me some Brussels sprouts. I used to wouldn't touch those things for nothing in the world. But man, you put them things in some balsamic vinaigrette and burn them. Crispy. That's anointed. God wants what he wants. Huh? And God ain't going to change his standards for you. You're going to change your standards for God. Come on, somebody. We still have a holy God. We still have a righteous God. We still have a God that wants us to be separated from the world that we live in. He's God Almighty. He's great and powerful, forgiving and loving, but he's also a jealous God. And he wants what he wants, and he will receive you. It's God's will that all would be saved. None would perish. But let me tell you something. He ain't going to let you take your mess to heaven with you. No, sir, no, ma'am. God expects you to lay some stuff down. God expects you to turn away from some wicked ways. God expects you to get rid of some personal agendas. And God expects you to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things are going to be added unto you. You got to make him first in your life today. He will receive you, but he will also reject you. We're living in a world today where this is so misunderstood. People, I hear people say on a more than regular basis, Brother Kevin, I received Jesus. I received Jesus in my heart. What you better be concerned about is whether Jesus received you. Because that's the way it works. Come on, somebody. He's not just offering him holiness unto anybody and everybody. No, we offer ourselves unto him. And either he receives us or he rejects us. So we offer him a holy sacrifice, acceptable unto the Lord. But we're living in this world where false prophets are telling you everybody's going to heaven. Can I tell you, everybody ain't going to heaven. I'm sorry, church. I know this ain't politically correct. I know it might hurt a few feelings, but everybody's not going to heaven. Come on, hell's enlarging itself every single day. And if you refuse God and you reject God, he's going to turn you over to strong delusion. And you're going to lose your soul. And you're going to spend eternity in hellfire where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And the fire is never quenched. He is a good God. He is a loving God, but he's a jealous God. And you better be concerned about whether he's receiving what you're offering. We need to present ourselves unto God, Brother Joe, our whole heart. We need to give ourselves unto him completely because he will receive you. He will help you. He will love you. He will restore you. But he'll also reject insincerity. He'll also reject, come on, disobedience. He'll also reject unfaithfulness unto God. We got to be faithful unto God today. Make sure you present your bodies a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Stand with me today as the musicians come quickly. I'm talking to you today about foregoing the false. There is far more false in our world today than there is truth, Brother Tim. There is far more false. We are living in the age of information. And every day of my life, I read and read and read and read, and I watch the news, and I listen to this, and I listen to that. And every single day of my life, Sister Leslie, I have to decipher what I should take in and what I should reject. And there is so much more false than there is of what you're hearing that is truth. We are living in the age of information. And we must decipher and we must pay attention. Sometimes, church, we look at the people of Judah as an example for the church today. We're not talking about all of these people that were following after false gods in the land of Canaan, and when the Lord sent his people in there and he kicked all these people out. We're talking about the church. We're talking about Judah. We're talking about the people of God today. And we find that they had turned their hearts from God. They had begun to follow after the things. Can I tell you, we cannot afford to let the world infiltrate the church. God has called us as the church to infiltrate the world. And we cannot afford today to be living like the devil and saying we're a child of God. We can't afford today to be lukewarm. We can't afford today. We can't afford today to say we'll eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. We got to search and seek after God. We got to search and seek to please him. And we got to hope and we got to be worried about, is God going to accept me? Is God going to accept my offering? Is God going to accept my sacrifice? Let me tell you something. Cain was sure enough disappointed when he offered God something, Brother Logan, that he was not interested in. He rejected the offering of Cain. And we see the first murder in the Bible. Let me tell you something, the rejection of your offering will lead you to a dark place. When the Lord says, I'm not interested in that. When the Lord says, I will not accept that. When the Lord says, I will not condone that. I will not okay that. It will lead you to a dark place. We got to be concerned today, Brother Eric, that God is going to accept our offering and our sacrifice. Can I tell you today, sometimes, church, God's sheep cannot tell the difference between the grass and astroturf. Sometimes God's people, God's sheep cannot tell the difference between grass and astroturf. But the truth is, one is real, Brother Paul, and one is fake. One provides nutrition and sustenance. One gives nutrients and brings health to that which eats it. And one is a total fake, and it's not ever going to help you. They look the same. They look the same. I've seen artificial grass, and you can't even hardly tell the difference. Can I tell you, you better beware of a social gospel today. You better beware of false doctrines today. You better beware of worldliness today. You better beware of fitting in with the world today. Because one is truth and one is false. One is right and one is wrong. One brings something into your life and another will get you nowhere. Sometimes God's sheep cannot tell the difference between grass and astroturf. They may look the same, Brother Jacob, but they're not the same. They're not the same. One brings nutrients and nourishment. One looks good, but one is good. Can I tell you, the gospel will set you free? Can I tell you, the plan of salvation will bring the Holy Ghost into your life? Can I tell you the plan of salvation? Come on, can I tell you that conviction and repentance and remission of sins and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ will bring you out of a watery grave of baptism and set your feet on a rock to stay? You can be baptized into the body of Christ today. In fact, here in just a few moments, we're about to baptize a young lady in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me tell you what she needs. She don't need a wishy-washy church. She don't need a church that's going to tell her everything is okay. She don't need a church that tells her you can live any old way you want to. No, she needs to understand that God is a holy God today, and He wants a holy people. She needs to understand there's a way. There's a highway. There's a highway of holiness that'll lead her to heaven. And if she has to understand that if she chooses the wrong path, it'll lead her straight to hell. She needs absolutes in her life. She needs a church that will stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ. One looks good, but one is good. How many know God is good? God is great and greatly to be praised. Sometimes, church, we chase what looks good and we miss what is good. Anybody ever made the mistake of chasing what looks good, but you missed what is good? You better be sure what you're listening to. You better be sure what you're following after. Come on, sometimes we chase what looks good and we miss what is good. We got to forego the false. We got to resist the devil, and the Bible says he'll flee from us. We got to stand strong on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got to make up our mind. We're going to search and we're going to long for truth. Don't listen to false prophets that says that sin does not bring the sword, because sin will sure enough bring the sword. Sin will sure enough bring Babylon upon you. We got to take advantage of what the prophet Jeremiah preached. He preached repentance. How many know to repent is not just to say I'm sorry? No, to repent is to turn. To repent is to turn and to go in a different direction. To repent is to say, God, I will put you first in my life. I will love you more than anything else in my life. God, I will put aside every other agenda in my life and I will pick up my cross and I'll follow after you. Repentance is not just saying I'm sorry. You can't just live like the world and say you're sorry for everything you do. No, repentance is picking up your cross and following after Jesus Christ. We got to make up our minds today to search for the truth, to long for the truth, to contend for the faith. We got to take advantage of what the prophet Jeremiah preached, to repent, to turn our hearts back towards God. Jeremiah preached to a people that Babylon was coming. And if they did not turn their hearts back to God, Babylon was coming. The sword of God, Brother Mike, was coming. Can I tell you, the message has not changed today. Sin still brings judgment. Sin still brings Babylon. Judah did not have to go to Babylon. How many of us would give anything if some of the decisions that we have made, we did not have to go through some of the things we have been through? Judah did not have to go to Babylon. All they had to do was listen to the prophet Jeremiah when he said, repent, turn your hearts back towards God. Keep sin out of your life. Don't listen to these false teachers and these people who don't know what they're talking about today. Come on, the church has to be the church and the world has to be the world today. Judah did not have to go to Babylon. Can I tell this church today, you don't have to go to Babylon either. You don't have to go to Babylon either. We're going to sing a closing song. And right now we're going to give you the opportunity to get out of your seat, to walk to the front of this church, to lift your hands towards heaven and to say, God, help me. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Let me stay in good standing with you. Let me present something unto you that will come up as a sweet smell to my Savior. As a sweet smell in your nostrils, God, not something that you would reject. Not something that you would reject. Jeremiah warned the people the sword was coming. But they flocked to the false prophets of their day. And they found themselves living in Babylon. My heart is heavy today for people who will not listen to the voice of God. Because you will find yourselves in Babylon. You will find yourselves on the wrong side of the judgment of God. Because sin brings judgment. Forgo the false. Don't listen to people who don't know what they're talking about. There's a world full of false teachers and preachers and prophets that are contending for your soul. The enemy wants to mislead you. Hold on to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hold on to the plan of salvation. Hold on to that Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of you. That's a light shining in a dark world. Let it glorify your Father. Amen. Let it glorify your Father today, which is in heaven. Let's lift our hands all over this place today. Come on, let's lift our hands and give.